You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 239. We're continuing in the book of 2 Chronicles. We will be taking a close look at Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Now, just imagine, Christmas time comes around, but the malls aren't ready. The stores are not ready. So they decide to delay Christmas just a few months. So Christmas this year will be in, March. Now that sounds strange. But it's a similar thing that happened in Judah. So when Hezekiah goes to repair the temple and repair the land and the kingdom from all the false god worship that was happening, he decides to reinstill the celebrations. The biggest one being the Passover. Unfortunately, the priests were not prepared to deal with all the people and the sacrifices that had to happen. And a lot of people were out of practice. In fact, when King Hezekiah calls everyone together to celebrate, some of them just laughed and said, whatever. But a lot of people did go. And they had a huge party. It was the biggest party Jerusalem has ever had since King Solomon. This was certainly a time to be remembered. And we're also continuing in the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul talks about the change in his plans. And he tries to encourage the people in Corinth that he really loves them, that he planned on seeing them twice, that they would be blessed twice. And finally, he tells us how Jesus is not double-minded like most people are. How many times have you said yes to someone, but really in your mind you were saying no? Maybe to a used car salesman? Or maybe someone invites you to help them to move. Yeah, sure. But Paul reminds us that Jesus is not double-minded, especially when it comes to God's promises, that his yes means yes. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old. He ruled for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Hezekiah did what the Lord says is right, just as David, his ancestor, had done. Hezekiah repaired the doors of the Lord's temple and made them strong. He opened the temple again. He did this in the first month of the first year after he became king. Hezekiah brought the priests and Levites together in the courtyard on the east side of the temple. Hezekiah said to them,
"Listen to me, Levites. Make yourselves ready for holy service. Make the temple of the Lord ready for holy service. He is the God your ancestors obeyed. Take away the things from the temple that don't belong there. These things make the temple unclean. Our ancestors were not faithful, and they did what the Lord says is evil. They stopped following him. They no longer paid any attention to the Lord's house. Turned their backs on him. Shut the doors of the porch of the temple. Let the fire go out in the lamps. They stopped burning incense, offering burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. So the Lord became very angry with the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Punished them so badly. It shocks and scares people to hear about it. Then they just laugh and shout their own insults against Judah. You know this is true. You've seen it happen. This is why our ancestors were killed in battle. Our sons, daughters, and wives have been taken away as captives. So now, I, Hezekiah, have decided to make an agreement with the Lord, the God of Israel. Then he will not be angry with us anymore. So my sons, Don't be lazy or waste any more time. The Lord chose you to serve Him and offer sacrifices.
This is a list of the Levites who started to work. From the Kohath family, there was Mahath, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah. From the Merari family, there were Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Jehelelah. From the Gershon family, there were Joah, son of Zimmah, and Eden, son of Joab. From Elizaphan's descendants, there were Shimri and Jael. From Asaph's descendants, there were Zechariah and Mattaniah. From Haman's descendants, there were Jehiel and Shimei. From Jeduthun's descendants, there were Shemaiah and Uzziel. Then these men gathered the other Levites together and made themselves ready for holy service in the temple. They obeyed the king's command that came from the Lord. They went into the Lord's temple to purify it. The priests went into the inside part of the Lord's temple to purify it. They took out all of the unclean things they found there. They put them in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. And then the Levites took these things out to the Kidron Valley. On the first day of the first month, the Levites began to make the temple ready for holy service. By the eighth day, they had finished purifying all the area up to the porch of the Lord's temple. For eight more days, they purified the Lord's temple itself to make it ready for holy use. They finished on the 16th day of the first month. Then they went to King Hezekiah and said to him,
King Hezekiah, we purified all the Lord's temple and all the altar for burnt offerings and all the things in the temple. We purified the table for the rows of bread with all the things used for that table. During the time that Ahaz was king, he rebelled against God. He threw away many of the things that were in the temple. But we repaired all those things and made them ready for their special use. They are now in front of the Lord's altar.
King Hezekiah gathered the city officials and went up to the temple of the Lord early the next morning. They brought seven bulls, seven rams, seven lambs, and seven young male goats. These animals were for a sin offering for the kingdom and the people of Judah and for the holy place to make it pure. King Hezekiah commanded the priests, who were descendants of Aaron, to offer these animals on the Lord's altar. So the priests killed the bulls and kept the blood. Then they splashed the bulls' blood on the altar. Then they killed the rams and splashed the rams' blood on the altar. Then they killed the lambs and splashed the lambs' blood on the altar. Then the priests brought the male goats before the king, and the people came together. The goats were the sin offering. The king and the people put their hands on the goats, and then the priests killed the goats. They made a sin offering with the goats' blood on the altar. They did this so that God would forgive the sins of all the people of Israel. The king said that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all the people of Israel. King Hezekiah put the Levites in the Lord's temple with cymbals, harps, and lyres, as David, Gad, the king's seer, and the prophet Nathan had commanded. This command came from the Lord through his prophets. So the Levites stood ready with David's instruments of music, and the priests stood ready with their trumpets. Then Hezekiah gave the order to sacrifice the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, singing to the Lord also began. The trumpets were blown, and the instruments of King David of Israel were played. All the people bowed down, the musicians sang, and the trumpet players blew their trumpets until the burnt offering was finished. After the sacrifices were finished, King Hezekiah and all the people with him bowed down and worshiped. King Hezekiah and his officials ordered the Levites to give praise to the Lord. They sang the songs that David and Asaph, the seer, had written. They joyfully sang these songs of praise and bowed down and worshiped to God. Hezekiah said,
Now you people of Judah have given yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and offerings of thanksgiving to the Lord's temple.
So the people brought sacrifices and offerings of thanksgiving, and those who wanted to offer more also brought burnt offerings. These are the offerings the people brought: 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these animals were sacrificed as burnt offerings to the Lord. There were also 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep and goats that were sacrificed as holy offerings. But there were not enough priests to skin and cut up all the animals for the burnt offerings. So their relatives, the Levites, helped them until the work was finished and until other priests could make themselves ready for holy service. The Levites had been more serious than the priests about making themselves ready to serve. There were many burnt offerings and the fat of fellowship offerings and drink offerings. So the service in the Lord's temple began again. Hezekiah and the people were very happy about what God had helped them do, because it all happened so quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 to chapter 31, verse 1. Hezekiah celebrates Passover. King Hezekiah sent messages to all the people of Israel and Judah. He wrote letters to the people of Ephraim and Manasseh also. He invited all of them to come to the Lord's temple in Jerusalem so that they all could celebrate Passover for the Lord, the God of Israel. King Hezekiah agreed with all his officials and all the people in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover in the second month. They could not celebrate the Passover festival at the regular time. There were not enough priests who had made themselves ready for holy service, and the people had not gathered in Jerusalem. The agreement satisfied King Hezekiah and all the people. So they sent the announcement throughout Israel, from the town of Beersheba in the far south to the town of Dan in the far north. They told the people to come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover for the Lord, the God of Israel. Not many people had been celebrating Passover as it was described in the law. So the messengers took the king's letters all through Israel and Judah. This is what the letter said.
People of Israel, turn back to the Lord, the God who Abraham, Isaac, and Israel obeyed. And God will come back to you, who are still alive and have escaped from the kings of Assyria. Don't be like your fathers or your brothers. The Lord was their God, but they turned against him. So he made people hate them and speak evil about them. You can see with your own eyes, this is true. Don't be stubborn as your ancestors were, but obey the Lord with the willing heart. Come to the temple that he has made to be holy forever. Serve the Lord your God. Then his fearful anger will turn away from you. Come back and obey the Lord. Your relatives and your children will find mercy from the people who captured them. And your relatives and your children come back to this land. The Lord your God is kind and merciful. He will not turn away from you if you come back to him.
The messengers went to every town in the area of Ephraim and Manasseh. They went all the way to the area of Zebulun. But the people laughed at the messengers and made fun of them. But some men from the areas of Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and went to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, God's power united the people so that they would obey the king and his officials concerning the word of the Lord. A huge crowd of people came together in Jerusalem in the second month to celebrate the festival of unleavened bread. The people who took away all the altars in Jerusalem that had been used for offering sacrifices and burning incense to worship false gods, they threw them into the Kidron Valley. Then they killed the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed that they had not done all the necessary preparations. So they did what they needed to do to make themselves pure. Then they brought burnt offerings into the Lord's temple. They took their regular places in the temple as described in the law of Moses, the man of God. The Levites gave the blood from the sacrifices to the priests. Then the priests splashed the blood on the altar. Many of the people had not made themselves pure, so the Levites had to kill the Passover lambs for everyone who was not pure. The Levites made each lamb holy for the Lord. Most of the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not prepared themselves in the right way for the Passover festival. These people were allowed to eat the Passover meal, but they could not do it the way the law of Moses commands. But Hezekiah prayed this prayer for them.
Lord, you are good. These people seriously wanted to worship the Lord, the God their ancestors worshiped. But they did not make themselves pure by the rules of this holy place. Please forgive them.
The Lord listened to King Hezekiah's prayer and forgave the people. The people of Israel who were in Jerusalem celebrated the festival of unleavened bread with great joy for 7 days. And the Levites and priests praised the Lord every day with all their might. King Hezekiah praised the Levites for the skillful way they handled their duties in the service of the Lord. The people celebrated the festival for 7 days and offered fellowship offerings. They gave thanks and praise to the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Then all the people agreed to stay 7 more days. They were joyful as they celebrated the festival for 7 more days. King Hezekiah of Judah gave 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep to the people to kill and eat. The leaders gave 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep to the people. Many priests prepared themselves for holy service. All the people who had gathered were very happy. The people of Judah, the priests, the Levites, the people from Israel, and the immigrants who were living in Israel and Judah. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. It was the biggest celebration there since the time of King Solomon, son of David. The priests and the Levites stood up and asked the Lord to bless the people. And God heard their prayer from heaven, where he lives. When the Passover festival was finished, all the people of a united Israel who were in Jerusalem for the festival went out to the towns of Judah. In every town, they smashed the stone idols of false gods and cut down the poles that were used for worshiping the goddess Asherah. They went to all the towns in Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, and destroyed the places of worship and altars that were used for worshiping false gods. And they all went back home to their own towns.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 to 22. The change in Paul's plans.
This is what we are proud of, and I can say with a clear conscience that it is true. And everything we have done in the world, God has helped us do it with complete honesty. And this is even truer in what we have done with you. We did this by God's grace, not by the kind of wisdom the world has. We write to you only what you can read and understand. And I hope you will fully understand, just as you already understand many things about us. I hope you will understand that you can be proud of us, just as we will be proud of you on the day when our Lord Jesus comes again. I was very sure of all this. That is why I made plans to visit you first. Then you could be blessed twice. I plan to visit you on my way to Macedonia and again on my way back. And I plan to ask you to send me on from there to Judea with whatever is needed for my trip. Do you think that I made these plans without really thinking? Or maybe you think I make plans as the world does, saying yes and no at the same time. But if you can believe God, you can believe that what we tell you is never both yes and no. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, the one that Silas, Timothy, and I told you about, was not yes and no. With Christ, the answer has always been yes. Christ is the one who says yes to all God's promises. And that is why we say, Amen. through Christ to the glory of God. And God is the one who makes you and us stand strong for Christ. God is also the one who chose us for his work. He put his mark on us to show that we are his. Yes, he put his spirit in our hearts. It's the first payment that guarantees all that he will give us.
Psalm 103, verses 13 to 22.
The Lord is as kind to those who honor him as a father is to his children. He knows all about us. He knows we are from dirt. He knows our lives are like grass, like a wild flower that grows so quickly, but when the hot wind blows, it dies. Soon you cannot even see where it was. For the Lord has always loved those who honor him, and he will continue to love them forever. Be good to their descendants. He will be good to those who are faithful to his agreement and who are careful to obey his commands. The Lord set his throne up in heaven, and he rules over everything. Angels, praise the Lord! You angels are the powerful soldiers who obey his commands. You listen to him and obey his commands. Praise the Lord, all his armies! You are his servants, and you do what he wants. Everything the Lord has made should praise him throughout the world that he rules. With all my heart, I want to praise the Lord.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 239. Join us for day 240. We're continuing in the book of 2 Chronicles. And King Hezekiah tried everything he could to prevent this Assyrian invasion. He even tried to buy them off with gold and treasures, but it didn't work. And now the king of Assyria is knocking on the door of Jerusalem and willing to take siege to the city. So King Hezekiah prepares his defenses and possibly an escape plan. And in the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul continues to defend himself against the Christians in Corinth, accusing him of being unreliable and untrustworthy. This is because he had changed his plans. He said he was going to visit them a second time, but instead he wrote a letter. So they're saying, well, see, Paul can't be trusted. So he defends himself and explains to them why this had to happen. It was actually to spare them. And then he goes on to defend a man that was confronted by the church, and the man has since repented, but the church will not accept him back. So Paul uses this to explain to us the concept of forgiveness, and then connects that to being part of Satan's strategy. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.